感谢神的带领。
Thank God for His guidance.
让我们 Sacramento 教会这一次的灵布道会能够顺利的举开。
For allowing our Sacramento Church to smoothly hold our evangelical services.
那也让小弟有机会来参加这一次的灵恩布道会，一起跟大家灵修。
And for letting me have the opportunity to participate in this evangelical service and to spiritually.
求主耶稣继续带领我们。
May the Lord Jesus continue to guide us.
那这一节是祷告会。
This is a prayer session.
我们在祷告之前，小弟想用重新得力来彼此勉励。
Before we pray, I want to encourage each other with the topic of renewal and strength.
请看以赛亚书四十章。
Please look at Isaiah chapter 40.
请看以赛亚书的四十章。
Please read Isaiah chapter 40.
27节到31节。
Verse 27 to 31.
27到31节。
Verse 27 to 31.
好，请念。
Verse 27. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. 29. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. 30. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
这是一段预言。
This is a prophecy.
内容有四个重点。
And there are four points.
第一点，神不会疲乏，也不会困倦。
The first is that God will not grow tired or grow sleepy.
这是肯定的。
This is for sure.
第二，人会疲乏，也会困倦。
Second, man will grow tired and sleepy.
甚至会全然跌倒。
Everyone will fall.
包括少年人。
Including young people.
这是事实。
This is the truth.
第三，还好神就是爱。
The third is that God is love.
疲乏的他赐能力。
He gives power to those who are tired.
软弱的他给力量。
And gives strength to those who are weak.
这是应许。
This is a promise.
第四，那到底谁能得着呢？
The fourth is who can receive it.
等候神的人。
Those who wait on God.
他必重新得力，如鹰展翅上腾。
They will renew their strength and soar with wings like an eagle.
他将奔跑不困倦，行走不疲乏。
They will run and not grow weary and walk without fainting.
但这个是条件。
This is the condition.
好，那么问题是这在预言什么了？
So the question is, what does this predict?
这是在预言应许的圣灵将要降临哦。
It's predicted that the promised Holy Spirit will come down.
所以在这里所说的等候，其实就是在讲祷告。
So the waiting here actually refers to praying.
我们请看路加福音二十四章。
Let's read Luke chapter 24.
请看路加福音二十四章四十九节。
Luke 24 verse 49.
二十四章四十九节。
Chapter 24, verse 49.
请念。
49. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high.
再请看《使徒行传》的第一章第四节。
Let's also turn to Acts chapter 1, verse 4.
使徒行传第一章第四节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 4.
请念。
And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me.
再请看第五节。
Also look at verse 5. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
再请看第八节。
And read verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
再请看14节。
Also read verse 14. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers.
再看第二章的第一节到第四节。
Also read chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. Verse 1. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with the other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
好，感谢主。
Thank God.
当主耶稣完成十字架救恩复活升天之后，
When the Lord Jesus completed his salvation on the cross and was resurrected and ascended to heaven,
门徒照着主耶稣的吩咐在耶路撒冷同心合意的恒切祷告。
The disciples prayed in one accord in Jerusalem according to the Lord's instructions.
这个预言就完全应验了。
And this prophecy was fulfilled.
圣灵真的由天而降。
And the Holy Spirit really descended from heaven.
当时的门徒不只是说方言而已。
At the time, the disciples not only spoke in tongues.
而且祷告真的不会累哦。
But they really weren't tired when they prayed.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为这个能力是从神而来的。
Because this ability comes from God himself.
不是出于自己。
And not from themselves.
在今年一月份，阿克能教会学生联会有一位弟兄得到圣灵以后就是这样哦。
This past January in the Argentine church, there was a brother who received the Holy Spirit at the student spiritual convocation.
他觉得祷告的时间太短了。
He felt that the prayer time was too short.
根本不想停下来啊。
And he did not want to stop praying.
我好几次看到他，大家祷告结束了，他还在继续祷告啊。
And I saw him many times that after other people stopped praying, he just continued to pray.
真的好像一点儿都不觉得累啊。
And it looked like he wasn't tired at all.
那么重点是，为什么他可以这样做到？
The point is, why was he able to do this?
秘诀在哪里？
What was his secret?
我们请看以赛亚书的三十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
请看以赛亚书三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
请看十五节。
Please read verse 15.
以赛亚书三十章的第十五节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
请念。
For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved, and quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
这个就是秘诀。
This is the secret.
神说得救一定要归回安息。
God says to be saved, you must return to rest.
把得力一定要平静安稳。
And to have strength, you must be calm and stable.
表示这种力量是一种内在的平静安稳。
This means that this power comes from an inner peace and stability.
而不是外在的东喷西跑。
And it is not external.
所以一定必须先学习怎么样专注在神的身上。
So you must first learn how to focus on God himself.
然后进一步将一切交托给神。
And next, you must completely surrender everything to God.
就好像风雨当中的宁静啊。
Just like the wind and rain.
又如同患难当中的平安。
And the peace in the midst of trouble.
前不久小弟看到一篇文章。
Not long ago, I saw an article.
题目是一只鱼和一只乌龟的对话。
And the article was titled, A Conversation Between a Fish and a Turtle.
说有一条鱼问一只乌龟啊。
And it said that a fish asked the turtle,
为什么你遇到事情总是躲起来缩在壳里头呢？
Why do you always hide in your shell when something happens?
乌龟慢悠悠地回答。
And the turtle slowly answered.
他说，别人说你怎么样重要吗？
Does it matter what others say about you?
我说在壳里不是要逃避，只是要求一个平静安稳而已啊。
I'm not hiding in my shell to escape, but I'm asking for peace and stability.
那紧接着鱼又讲话了。
Then the fish asks again.
那难道你被骂你也不在乎吗？
Don't you care if you're being scolded?
乌龟看了鱼也慢慢转过身来说。
And the turtle looked at the fish and slowly turned around to say,
这就是我为什么比你活得久的原因。
This is why I live longer than you.
生活中做好自己才是最重要的。
The most important thing in life is to
be yourself. 别人爱怎么讲就让他去讲吧。
And you should let others say what they want.
这个就叫做平静安稳。
And this is called peace and stability.
是一种专注跟完全的交托。
It's a complete surrender.
这样子才有办法重新得力啊。
And only in this way can we regain our strength.
生活是这样，信仰也一样。
Life is like this, and faith is the same.
祷告，不管是求圣灵，或者是求圣灵的充满，更必须如此。
Prayer, whether asking for the Holy Spirit or the fullness of the Holy Spirit, is necessary.
那么到底要怎么做呢？
So what should we do?
第一，请看诗篇123篇。
First, let's read Psalm chapter 123.
请看诗篇的123篇。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 123.
第一节，第二节。
Verse 1 and 2. Verse 1. Unto you I lift up my eyes, O you who dwell in the heavens. 2. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their masters, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God until he has mercy on us.
第一，一定要先学习怎么样专注在神的身上哦。
We must first learn how to focus on God.
就好像仆人的眼睛仰望主人的手一般呢。
Just like the eyes of the servant looking up to his master.
又好像使女的眼睛仰望祖母的手那样。
And how the eyes of a maid look to the hand of her mistress.
也就是要专注在应许的圣灵跟荣耀的天国上面。
And so you must also focus on the Holy Spirit and the kingdom of God.
就单单仰望主耶稣的怜悯啊。
And look only at the mercy of the Lord Jesus.
然后真的进到内屋，关上心门啊。
And then when you really enter the inner room, close the door to your heart.
然后再真的回转像小孩子那样的谦卑，那么单纯啊。
And then really be humble as a child.
用对神绝对的信心跟对人真实的爱心来向神祷告。
And pray to God with your absolute faith and your love.
想哭就放声的哭。
And if you want to cry, go ahead and cry.
要悔改就彻底的悔改。
And if you want to repent, then truly repent.
不用担心别人怎么样看你。
You don't need to worry about what others will think about you.
只要在意你自己跟神的关系。
You only need to worry about yourself and your relationship with God.
第二。
Second.
请看诗篇131篇。
Please read Psalm chapter 131.
第一节，第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
诗篇131篇第一节，第二节。
Psalm 131 verse 1 and 2.Verse 1. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I concern myself with great matters, nor with things too profound for me. 2. Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with his mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me.
接下来一定要进一步将一切完全交托给神哦。
Next, we must really surrender everything to God.
没有错，今天我们在座的每一位不管是肉体或者灵性，照理说在神的面前都已经断过奶了，不吃奶了。
So today, everyone who's sitting here, whether in body or spirit, we are already before God.
我们都可以独立思考。
And we all have our own thoughts.
我们更可以有自由选择。
And we have our freedom to choose whatever we want.
这是对的。
And that's correct.
但是请别忘了，在能力上，我们在神的面前却永远只是个孩子。
But don't forget that in terms of our ability, we will always be children to God.
包括小弟在内啊。
Including me.
因为我们还有很多测不透，还有很多做不到的事啊。
Because there are so many things that we cannot do and that are impossible to us.
请问不是这样吗？
Is that not right?
所以我们在神的面前一定要自卑，服在神大能的手下。
Therefore, we must submit ourselves to God and be humble under His mighty hand.
我们的内心千万不要狂傲。
Our hearts should not be proud.
我们的眼睛千万不可以高大。
And our eyes should also not be proud.
也就是我们绝对不可以单靠自己的聪明去想一大堆的事情。
In other words, we cannot rely on our own wisdom to think about things.
宁可好像断过奶的孩子，却仍然投入母亲的怀抱那样完全交托。
Instead, we should be like a weaned child still in the arms of its mother and completely surrender.
那这样我们的内心才有办法平静安稳啊。
Only then can our hearts be calm and stable.
才能够真的从神那里支取莫大的能力啊。
And only then can we truly draw from God the power.
然后如鹰展翅上腾啊。
And we will soar like an eagle.
否则的话，我们的心老是像海中的波浪被风吹动翻腾。
Or else your heart will always be like the wind and the waves of the sea being tossed by the wind.
那就真的不要想从主那里得到什么。
And you won't be able to get anything from God.
感谢主，小弟是在1961年2月17日在台湾自己家里祷告得到圣灵的。
Thank God I received the Holy Spirit in February of 1961 in my home in Taiwan.
当时我只有十岁。
At the time, I was only 10 years old.
记得我六岁开始就很认真地求圣灵。
And I remember I started praying for the Holy Spirit earnestly since I was 6 years old.
每一次教会、灵恩布道会，我都求圣灵，求到声音全哑了。
And at every spiritual convocation, I would pray and ask for the Holy Spirit until my voice was hoarse.
只可惜都没有求到。
And I...Sadly, did not receive it.
也不知道为什么。
And I don't know why.
直到1961年2月17日那天晚上。
And it wasn't until the night of February 17th, 1961.
我们全家围坐在床上家庭聚会。
That our whole family gathered on the bed for family altar.
照常唱诗、读经、祷告。
And we sang hymns together and read the Bible and prayed.
就在最后一次祷告啊。
And in the last prayer,
虽然不是专门为了求圣灵啊。
Although I wasn't specifically praying for the Holy Spirit.
可是那一次的祷告，我很专心专注啊。
I was very focused on my prayer.
在家里没有干扰，也没有什么压力啊。
And there was no distractions or pressures at home.
真的是非常平静安稳，全然交托向神祷告。
And I truly prayed to God very calmly and surrendered everything to Him.
就这样而已啊。结果没多久啊，我闭着眼睛突然间看到很大的亮光。
And just like that, not very long after, I closed my eyes and suddenly saw a very bright light.
然后一股力量从天上下来。
And a lot of power came down from the sky above.
把我整个人哦跪着哦提起来在床上拼命的跳。
And it caused me to, kneel down and lift up and jump on the bed.
并且发出了奇异的舌音啊。
And I made strange, tongue sounds.
那时候我的感觉就好像身体哦没有重量哦飘在空中。
And at the time, my body felt like it was floating in the air without any weight.
内心里面一片空白，可是非常喜乐。
And my heart was blank, but I was very happy.
几乎忘记了自己的存在啊。
And I almost forgot about my own existence.
那一种感觉 到六十几年以后，今天小弟还记得非常清楚。
And that kind of feeling I can still remember 60 years later today.
啊，或许可以供我们做参考。
And maybe that can be...
啊，当然，每个人得圣灵、被圣灵充满的体验都不太一样的。
Of course, everybody's experience of receiving the Holy Spirit is not the same.
但是原则是相同的。
But the base and principle should be the same.
首先一定要情辞迫切，绝对不可以灰心。
And first, you must be eager to love and never lose heart.
这是肯定的。
This is for sure.
但是要真正从神那里支取莫大的能力，小弟个人觉得我们内心深处的心深处的那个平静安稳非常重要。
But to really draw upon the power of God, I think that it's important to have the peace and stability deep within our hearts.
怎么做？
And how do we do this?
秘诀就是先学习怎么样专注在神的身上。
The secret is first to learn how to really focus on God.
然后再进一步将一切完全交托给神。
And then we need to take a next step to surrender everything to Him.
这两个不但不会冲突，而且还彼此互补。
And not only do these not clash, they actually complement one another.
等一下祷告，我们不妨可以试试看。
And later when we pray, we can also try this.
或许这是一种祷告当中的灵修啊。
And maybe this is a kind of spirit in prayer.
啊，求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
借着这一次的祷告，让圣灵大大的浇灌在我们每一个人的身上。
So that through this prayer, the Holy Spirit can be poured out on all of us.
来荣耀主耶稣的圣名。
To glorify the holy name of God.
啊，我们现在就一起同心跪下。迫切祷告。
Now we will kneel down together and pray for